When it comes to family vacations, there are a million different trips you can take. You can get your own trip to Texas. Or if you prefer a vacation from your family, you can always get your own leave the kids with grandma. Yay! Trip to Texas. So go to TravelTexas.com/get your own for the only trip to Texas that matters. Yours.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.
HD Smartcast.
You are listening to a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello, welcome to our new podcast, The Signal
and the Noise,
that will attempt to give you a peek into the inner workings of Mint's long stories. This is Sunit.
And I am Ajay.
And we are both editors with Mint.
So Sunit, unless a vaccine pops out quickly, it looks most of us will not be going on vacation anywhere this year. Actually, it could be some time before anyone can travel freely, no?
Not really, Ajay. Some travel will eventually start for sure, but largely closer to where you stay. I'm sure you'll be able to take one of those tough treks in the not-too-distant future. But I'm not sure if I'll be able to go for a cruise anytime soon, like I did last summer.
Oh yeah, the cruise business is in deep trouble. I mean, who's going to go on a boat with 5,000 people right now? Not me.
I was actually on a cruise liner just last May, seeing parts of Scandinavia and Russia. One thing I remember from that trip is that cruise ships have so many staffers from the Philippines and India. The Desi ones are specifically from Goa and Kerala. Some of these people must have surely lost their jobs this year.
Actually, Nidish, who's our colleague in Kerala, met one such person, Arun Dev, who used to be a chef on the cruise liner Caribbean Princess. He's back in God's own country and now doing carpentry work.
You serious? That must mean a big loss of income.
Yes, Arun used to earn nearly 1 lakh a month on board the ship. Back in Kerala, he's doing odd jobs at minimum wage, roughly 750 rupees a day. But he's among the lucky ones. His friends are jobless. Another chef on the same ship tried to open a street-side food stall. COVID and containment zoning ended that.
That's really a dismal scene. I remember when the unlock began in May, Nidish wrote about how Kerala may be at the vanguard of change. A sea of people who had lived in West Asia for a while but now choosing to return home.
Yeah, in Kerala, so many families have at least one person in the Gulf.
True, immigration to the Gulf has been a particularly unique feature of Kerala for decades. And Kerala's 3.5 million strong diaspora has funded the state's broad welfarist policies. But now many of them are at the state's doorsteps seeking help.
Yes, it's a brutal fall from grace. Many types of jobs that had entirely been taken over by migrant out-of-state workers, from street vendors to carpentry work, they all have a new crop of native faces now.
Yeah, many of the Gulf returnees are desperate for cash, so they're taking any job they can.
According to the state government, about 254,000 expats have returned so far, and at least 50,000 of them may have returned after losing their jobs.
That must hurt, particularly for a state that puts such a high status tag on working in the Gulf. From access to a bank loan to finding a spouse, the Gulf was a brand image that clearly sold in Kerala.
Yeah, hardly anyone ever asked a Gulf worker what exactly they do. The profile itself was enough. They had money and they displayed it. So many parts of Kerala are dotted with large, swanky houses built with money earned in the Gulf.
I think this year is going to have a long-lasting impact. The Kerala government has estimated a fall of at least rupees 10,000 crores in remittance flows. The local economy heavily relies on these monetary flows.
So what happens now? I mean, will the pandemic stop the flow of Malayalis to the Gulf?
It's too early to say, Ajay. But this relationship between Kerala and the Gulf is half a century old and it has survived many shocks. Most of the returnees want to go back to their overseas jobs since the wide Gulf in income simply cannot be bridged by a local job. And families won't accept a new low-profile lifestyle for long.
Well, for now, the Kerala government is trying to help. It has offered a handout of 5,000 rupees to returnees who have lost their jobs. And also a collective of expats is mapping the skill sets of all those who have returned in order to try and get them jobs. They all stick by each other for sure.
Yes, but that's not the only silver lining in this story, Ajay.
Oh yeah, the other piece of good news is that things have also been returning to normal in many Gulf nations quicker than anyone originally thought. Maybe things will get better. Then I will also be able to travel soon. Though not to the Gulf for sure.
That's the spirit. I'm sure we'll all be traveling pretty soon for work or pleasure or because we're just sick of being confined. That said, if you're listening to this podcast, I do hope that you don't let your guard down. Stay safe until there's a vaccine in hand. Have a productive week. Thanks for listening.
You have been listening to The Signal in the Noise, with me being the signal, of course. We would love to hear from you. Reach out to us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram on @HTSmartcast. Or you can also reach out to us personally
at Sunita Arora
and at AJ Axiom. To listen to more such interesting podcasts, do log on to htsmartcast.com. We'll be back next week with a new story and some awesome banter.
And lots of fun.
This was a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.
No matter what you're a fan of, Texas has the trip for you. There's the trip to Texas and the trip. Or maybe you're the kind of fan who'd prefer a trip to Texas or a trip. Either way, go to TravelTexas.com/getyourown for the only trip to Texas that matters. Yours.